שאלה ראשונה. אנחנו אומרים ש...
First question. We are saying that the upper force has no shape or form. And this is a true problem, because as we are told about the work of Abraham that broke the statues, chopped down trees so that no one will have any place to bow down to some essence that has some form. However, what do Kabbalists want to emphasize here? That the Creator, the upper force, has no shape or form if it is not inside a person. And this shape is scrutinized in one's own kelim, own vessels. How do we come to recognize the upper force? To acknowledge the upper force if it has no shape or form.
בבקשה.
Go on.
The upper force has no form or shape in matter, precisely because it needs to be created between us. Out of the links we create between us, these connections are the one exposing its form, the one building its form. Hence, all our attention should be towards the central point and not towards anything else of this world that we are familiar with.
The Creator is revealed through the friends. And as much as a person is able to annul himself and accept the spiritual shape from the friends, it enters the space between each and every friend and tries to suckle from him the point in the heart that he has, the shape of the spiritual expression in him. To this extent, he's able to receive a shape.
We are determining the spiritual force, our awareness of the Creator versus the importance of the goal, or with respect to the importance of the goal and the greatness of the Creator, which is the only thing we depict constantly, and in that our mutual support should come to expression predominantly in that. Then we have a burning central point between us as we depict depictions of the Creator, bestow all this quality really to an extent that it is kind of a living imagination between us, and then there's a place for gap and comparison and calculations how far we are from it, and then the prayer is formed.
This prayer is, it cannot be for myself. It must be for something outside of me, because the goal of creation, the purpose of creation, is to take myself outside of me in order for me to be similar to him. There's this thing that actually has no image or something like that. So I need to by exiting myself, get closer to Him. And this is by work with the friends, annulling myself to the friends, as everybody said over here. So this is the way to feel Him.
Because only in the work with respect to the friends I receive such influence and environment that I even treat that force. The friends tell me how in everything between us He affects us. It's He who affects me. It's the friends, the songs, everything. I have no other way of treating that force or feeling its actions, the way it converses with me, other than through the group. And when the group turned to be the center of my entire life, and then from there, through the group, it is possible to start relating to all the situations in life and how the Creator talked to me through it, but everything with respect to the group, to the connection between us.
I don't know, but maybe from your deeds shall we know you. The quality of bestowal is something that I don't have. This point seemingly that's got pushed into the group in a surrounding that wraps and enlarges the importance of this quality. This is what helps me evaluate, appreciate this quality, to discover in the relationship between us how opposite I am from it. And then I'm in such an environment that on the one hand increases its importance, and on the other hand I discover in every detail that I'm the opposite. So we go through a mutual process that ultimately we'll be able to ask this quality from this force that will change us after all our efforts.
I have no way.
The only form I can receive is the form that the friends are drawing inside me. And it's possible only if I cancel to them. It's possible only if I let them walk inside me. And this is...
Seems to me that this process of breaking, shattering the idols is the one can lead us to revelation, because one constantly have a tendency to bow to something external and maybe later on bow to him, his own self, to his ego, his understanding. Maybe with the aid of the studying and the friends and all this mechanism that is aimed at this goal, he'll be able to also break through the last barrier of bowing to his nature.
The will to receive has no form. I'm sorry, the Creator has no form, but my will to receive has a form. And it's all the time this statue I aim inside. I think about myself, worry about myself, about being fulfilled. And the Creator is what is clothed like a wrapping. What is clothed upon the connection. When I try to connect the friends, I succeed in connecting with them. All this exits outside. This is what builds his form. This builds the feeling of the Creator, this feeling of the warmth of the womb. When we are in the workshop, and as Rav explained, that each friend is as a womb for you, in these points we build these sensitivities to this subtleness, to the quality of the Creator.
Rav, next question. What we receive, we receive from the Creator. What we turn to is the Creator. Beside man, there's nothing in reality other than that very same concealed force with which he needs to find a connection. All this world is an imaginary world since it exists within me. Meaning, I'm in contact only with the Creator. Everything else that appears to me is all the system of connection. Right? Kind of a adapter, connector between the Creator and I. First of all, it is the group, then a broader circle till the entire world and the entire reality. Meaning, if I, in a practical manner, aim me at the center of the group, then from the center of the group I hear the voice of the Creator, and in order to reply to Him, I also need to aim myself towards the center of the group. Or in other words, I'm arranging my connection with the friends, it become a vessel. In this vessel, as much as I'm in contact with the Creator, zivug daka, etc., as we learn, then it happens in a direct and an indirect returning light manner, in man and mud. How am I arranging my perception, my observation, so that I will always feel that through the connection, through the central point of connection, I'm connected to the Creator, both in raising and the reply of the prayer. And for the entire world also, the entire reality, all, at the end of the day, connect only in order to help me creating this contact as quickly practical as possible with the Creator in the center of the group. Everyone adds to the other. Together we're all trying to perform a spiritual action, not just answering the question like in a game, in a test. Clear? Good luck.
I'm looking at everyone here, and it seems to me that it starts with you. I myself don't know. I don't have this compass in me. But if I am concerned about each and every one of you facing the center, if I wake each and every one of you, so from this action I'll start identifying the center where I should focus myself, where I should pray, where things are stemming from. And this will be like a network of confidence that will always remind me.
I think the action we are performing now, when everyone tried to cancel his own will and desire over his opinion and desire over all kind of objections surfacing in him, versus this entire work of entering the center of each and every friend over all the disturbances and the objections that surface. So basically all these efforts that everyone make by canceling himself and towards the friends, through all the states, all the situations, forms basically a common request, a common prayer, where you see how on the one hand we very much want to nullify towards one another, on the other hand we see the great difficulty in realizing it. So there's how to turn from the center of the group.
This prayer should be so strong, so very well felt. Our efforts should be such that we can continue them throughout the day, that we can walk with this feeling of inner natural workshop between us. So now, when we are together, all questions we receive from Rav are actually to implement them, to execute them. And each word I hear from my friend is through the Creator, through the center of the group, from the Creator. And it's a mutual request from the friends that each one enters into the internality of the words of the friends to dissolve there like a womb, so that the prayer of many will be made there a strong one, so we can continue it throughout the day.
We will be able to continue that prayer throughout the day. It is like when there's a fire and constantly you have to add the wood to the fire so it would keep on burning. And the responsibility is upon each and every one of us to constantly add the firewood so that this flame would ever increasing and burn even harder. For it not to just become embers, rather to be burning constantly. And for that, everyone in whatever he's capable of doing, everyone has his own powers, his place where he's at the moment, where the Creator arranges for him. However, from within that state and from within that place, he is obliged towards the group to constantly ignite that fire to be burning.
We have a wonderful opportunity to speak constantly throughout the day with the Creator and to hear Him all day. We are together in this constant workshop. It's not only imagining myself speaking to the friends. I'm speaking with the Creator through the friends. Every interaction I have with the friends is I should turn to the Creator through them. I should direct the friends so we are all as a one vessel. Turn to the Creator. Meaning, I'm obligated to take care so that there will be such a greatness of the goal of the Creator in everyone. It should live in everyone.
Rav, in order to constantly think that we are talking to the Creator through the group, there must be importance, sensation of the Creator as He is the one ruling, and the greatest and less than Him is the group, less than it is me, and less than me the world. How do we arrange that importance in such way so that we won't detach from building the right connection from that communication line between Him and I in the right manner? How do I build those degrees of importance? Please. How do I build the importance of the Creator above the importance of the group, and then above my own importance and above the importance of the world? All that obviously belongs to one system. Please.
I must organize this because I want to pray. So I pray that the Creator will guard us, the group, the friends, because without them I can't even pray to Him. Without them, I have no contact with Him. So that He will let us get closer to Him, live by His side, and be a channel to bestow to the lower ones. Because without the lower ones, I can't have a group. The group will not grow. And the Creator is in all this system. He is almighty. There is none else besides Him. He is in everyone.
Yes, the entire system of connection, as if in the group, in the workshop, the society, as if the adapter both through them to turn to Him, receive a certain relationship, or this womb. This dependency, as if in the number of details that needs to be, as if I'll repeat how they arrange this hierarchy through the importance of the Creator to the importance of the group to my importance, so that it must be arranged as one system, nevertheless, with these type of connections. So the Creator, the group, me, and the world.
It seems to me that we are just receiving this system, and I didn't do anything in order to generate it, but in order to give it force, so it will be possible to listen, to hear the Creator through the friends. This whole hierarchy will still exist. I have to work on my annulment, to work on calming down the attempts to break this hierarchy.
Seems to me like I have no chance of arranging any structure above, below, rather only enter the place where it exists, where this hierarchy exists, where that connection is. Because all in all, the Creator is not something I know what it is. Hence, my work is very simple. My entire reality, my entire life, thoughts, desires I need to insert into the society. It doesn't matter if I understand how it works or not, how it should be in there within the society, within the group. The Creator exists, the lower one is a need, exists. Hence, all is here within that workshop.
Each moment in the society, I have the opportunity to reveal the Creator.
כל רגע בחברה יש לי הזדמנות לגלות את הבורא.
By nullifying myself.
על ידי ביטול עצמי.
By doing all my effort to see the other greater than me.
על ידי השקעת מאמצים לראות את האחר כגדול ממני.
And also by seeing the goal, why I'm doing that.
וגם על ידי שאני מסתכל על המטרה, למה אני עושה את זה?
To who I want to pass this light.
למי אני רוצה להעביר את האור הזה? ואם אני באמת מחזיק,
and if I truly hold this goal before me constantly, and I'm asking of you to help me hold this goal before my eyes, remind me in our conversations when we meet not to fall into external states where everyone's just throws something to himself. Rather, every opportunity we're meeting with the people together to remind, why are we doing it, for whom are we doing, what's this order. Simply remind me, awaken me. Otherwise, there's no chance, as the friend said, there's no chance to simply find it. And the moment we start caring for the world too, in addition, then immediately that connection is established, and this world becomes kind of a weight below, and the goal, this exalted goal above, and we are the group, and I'm in the middle.
Rav, there is nothing in reality except for En Sof. Only the world of En Sof exists alone. All the rest are ha'alamot, concealments, the worlds, olamot. Under the tzimtzum, the restriction, that something occurs there with respect to us. Only the state of havaya exists. So, we are in this state of one kli, one light, filled up, whole, complete. How do we, out of this state, in which we are also right now, come to a state where we are as a central point that has nothing except for existence from absence? How do we begin to discover the Creator, how it fills the whole of reality? Depict yourself being in the center of the world of En Sof as a black point in your feeling that has nothing, and how do you go to discover all of the light of En Sof, which is called Bore, the Creator? How can you discover it? It has no form, it has no shape. What image or form can you give him in order to grasp him, to understand him, to print him inside you, and so to discover him completely as the light of Ein Sof? Please.
אז כמו שאנחנו יודעים, הבורא שם ידו של אדם.
As we know, the Creator puts one's hand on the good fortune, bring him to the environment. In the environment, each and every one is truly a broken part that has a spark which wants to reach the adhesion with the Creator. So all we have to do is there are known things, or simply connect all these sparks together through the actions we are doing towards one another, being an olification towards one another, care for one another, prayer of the many over one another. It's all the context between us, the scrutiny is between us, the disagreements between us, states where we can connect, states where we cannot connect. All these work eventually create that common embryo which is consists of all these points in the heart. We have no other way of creating any form other than the efforts of the accumulative efforts of all these points that are sitting here, and then corresponding to the connection, all these sparks, by that we call upon the light that we form. It creates a form over our common matter, over our common desire.
We are the dark, restricted point that has nothing in the center of Ein Sof. And how may we reveal this Ein Sof? We, in our small circle right now, constantly take care about having a stronger and stronger depiction of the greatness of the Creator that fills everything up, that is in each detail, from the smallest particle and molecule, and how the whole world around us is depicted in our senses, working mutually, and through it one force is expressed, and everything is parts of this whole, and the whole land is full of His glory. And this whole depiction is something we're trying to get into our internality between us, all creations, all creatures. And when we hold together this emptiness, everything, all our reward will be in being able to discover this Ein Sof to all the creatures around us.
We know that He, the Creator, exposed before us, He exposes Himself before us only the moment we are ready to receive what He can show us, what we can perceive. As the friends said, we can be worthy by doing what He wants us to do in order to reach, as the Kabbalists tell us, to cleave on to Him in His quality, to be in the same quality. And indeed, this is by all the actions we are doing, one towards the other, we towards the world, constantly that our opening towards one another, towards the world, is what will give us that sensation, pretty much, that everything is His talk, where He constantly shows that each and every moment, further He exposes Himself, and we need to discover that.
In order to discover this, we have to have a mutual desire of ours. Each one has a small spark, but he's unable to do it, so that each moment this will be the main purpose. I want to discover you. There is no other point to my life. Rather, only in the unity of the friends, unity of these desires, we create an amplifier that we connect our life all the time to Him. And the Creator helps with this. It really shows you how this radish, where you are, this radish, it's bitter. And we have to help each other direct each moment. Anything we do in dissemination, here in the society, every state He gives us, we want to discover you. We want to cleave ourselves to you so that this will be the point in our life.
I'm slightly confused with all the energy of the circle. It seems to me that should we work for no benefit and leave our point always empty, nothing will come back to us. The Creator made it so. Made us so, He also gave us an opportunity to understand who we are, what are we doing. To discover in self seems to me that nothing returns to you, nothing, nothing, nothing. You work with no benefit for yourself. You want nothing. Every time you receive something in return, you hate it, you don't want it. Together, let's do that.
How can we print this image inside us?
Rav, with respect to what we, as an embryo, are annulling. As an embryo, towards what we are annulling, annullifying ourselves towards. Please.
What is to nullify at all? This must be an active action of ours to insert ourselves into a workshop in which maybe there aren't any external disturbances and we can enter and focus together and think how to construct of ourselves a womb, how to find the quality where we can connect all our points together. I don't know, some wall of this womb. It's seemingly the grandest action we can do. Is specifically not to do. Just to place this point in the heart, this special desire, which is so different than other desires of mine, in this center, this bubble, this is the closest to the frequency of the other quality. And then
as an embryo, we are annulled towards the womb and the general body of the mother, towards our next degrees, as towards the group as I exit myself and consequently to the Creator, or vice versa.
In order to be an embryo, I must annul all my pride, my feeling of a specialness, the laziness, the hatred, the rejection, and to be prepared and to gladly wants to serve the society, to feel the importance of the society, the importance of the friends, to feel warmth in their heart. I must constantly clean myself, or maybe the light will do this, I'm not sure, to clean from different shapes of rejection from the society, the manners of connection with myself, and to push myself with force into the spirit and the values that are in the society.
To continue, I need to push myself above what I feel now. It costs me now, but I feel good, I feel bad, it doesn't matter.
מרגיש טוב, מרגיש רע, זה לא משנה.
But I just want to cleave to the friends, to the group.
אני רק רוצה להידבק לחברים, לקבוצה.
I know that the Creator is working inside me.
אני יודע שהבורא עובד בתוכי.
And he wants me to grow.
הוא רוצה שאני אגדל.
I just need to close my eyes and just stick on you.
אני רק צריך לסגור את העיניים שלי ולחשוב עליו.
Wanting to give all my force to the group.
לרצות לתת את כל הכוחות שלי לקבוצה.
That they will have the force to go above this feeling.
שיהיה לנו את הכוחות להתעלות מעל ההרגשות האלה.
And give contentment to the Creator.
ולתת נחת רוח לבורא.
איך זה קורה?
How does it happen that in the embryo constantly volume is increasing, that increases within the Creator, within the womb? By doing so, he, as if canceling the Creator, rejects him outwardly, governing instead of him. How does it happen that the creature fill up the space, say, of Ein Sof by himself? Is it clear? No? What no? How? Does the embryo grow on the expense of the Creator? I'll put it this differently. If I'm canceling myself, it's clear to me that I'm canceling myself. However, how could it be that beside canceling, I'm starting to grow? Well, even though the question isn't clear, you have to complete it also in a discussion between you. Please.
Just like in a womb, I receive all my nutrition from you, from the womb. I am included in your desire. This is my addition. This is where it comes from. Each time I receive more desires, and above them I need to overcome and annul my desire to use them each time, to step over them and to receive from you desires, and so I grow. And each time I grow, the Creator conceals himself more. It's a live dialogue in this process.
Yes, that's precisely is the point. When the constantly the Shemot are new, which is additional desire in the embryo, and the efforts each is doing to cancel his very self, and canceling himself and working above reason towards those desires that are added in him, towards this coarseness that occurs in each and every one. Nevertheless, the moment we have a common goal and everyone cancels himself corresponding to all this avyut, coarseness that added in him, by doing so we are expressing a certain common desire for equivalence of form, thus correspondingly come the light from above and sit specifically over the opposite desires, over those who agreed to raise above reason, above these, from each and every one. And by doing so, we receive, and from that, that the embryo fattens up. Mutual embryo. It has to be mutual work among us.
Yes, because the embryo and also the womb are in the connection between us. It's not me in this state of getting fatter. There's a point that adapts, that connects, that is truly impressed when it sees how the friends are growing in spirituality and begin to bestow more and more, and maybe it also helps it by helps passing through it, this impression from the Creator back to them. But inside, the annulment stays and grows all the time. It stays empty, and the embryo that grows gets fatter as the friends that grow. And this is what makes you happy, and they grow upon all the obstructions. And all this, their flesh is the obstructions and the overcoming over sanctifying this. It stays in this space, but it's above. It's sanctified.
There's nothing more beautiful in my mind than seeing. It's not only beautiful, it's impressive, it's awakening, doing it all to see a friend succeeding to overcome, succeeding in surpassing all the difficulties he's experiencing. And this is our matter, this is our fuel that increases us. And the fact I see how great the friend is and how he is above everything they give him, he managed to overcome. And I want to be like him, and I want to precisely like that cope with everything that come away. And this is our growth. Here is our growth.
The growth is also, it also depends on the extent that I identify myself with something outside myself, more than myself. If I cleave myself to the friends, I want to support them. I am the small one, and I want them to succeed, and I just want to be with them. And from there, it grows more to fall on the group and the world clearly, and from the world clearly to the, all of humanity. Meaning the embryo grows to the extent that this person, this point, cleaves itself to the rest of the parts as one unit that only wants to discover the Creator.
Growing by caring for everyone. Basically, growing within the friends. I can't grow more, I will always remain a point. Nevertheless, I can grow within the heart of the friends by caring for them constantly and they continue making efforts, asking the Creator to care for them. And we as a group, as an embryo, as trying to be an embryo, try and find our next form and grow into it. And going to the low ones, enter the heart of each and everyone in the world, so they know who we are, so they know that the source is in us, so be able to turn to us. By that we are growing in others.
Rav, how do we, as a world kli, help each and every friend come to annulment with respect to his group and the general kli, and with respect to the Creator? How can we, as the world kli, help each and every friend come to annul himself, especially in our general framework? Because the embryo is our goal right now. This is the form which is in front of us. This is what we must find. How can we help each and every friend find the shape of the embryo, meaning annulment? Please.
We need to make great efforts in a personal example of attempt and great desire for the success of the group.
Desire for the success of our world group. To treat corporeality and physiology as less. Not to see the distances between us, just to find the intensity and the force from the essential connection between us. We are all one soul, which is shaken. And this shaking is as if we're far away from each other. This whole stupidity is what we see, but the keeping it the same, this is what is killing us. The more we are able internally to get all the people closer to each other, it doesn't matter where they are, we will let ourselves enter in this womb, and we won't let all these organs which are outside of the womb, we won't let them stay there, because this embryo won't survive without this. We must be drawn inside.
I think it's a matter of attitude, because we need to engage in it more in the discernment of not expecting any private success, even in the small framework we live in, my private group. Rather in the general success, where there's no chance of succeeding other than if everyone would be in that process. And then I begin to project the general success is my success. And others have this connection, that process. I only feel my success, and to the extent I manage to scratch another circle around me, but definitely not the whole world is in it. And only from that point where success is inclusive, only from there we can ascend to some extent, then we would be able to feel ourselves as a general Kli.
Yeah, the general success must come before my private success. And for that I need to strengthen the environment. Give the force to the friends daily in the daily life.
לתת את הכוח לחברים ביום יום.
Make them feel that we share this feeling with them, this common feeling, this confidence that we are going to do it, that we are doing it.
לבד שאנחנו חולקים את ההרגשה הזאת, את הביטחון שאנחנו הולכים לעשות את זה, שאנחנו עושים את זה.
And internally I must activate this first. I must verify at each moment that there is not a friend that will leave the boat.
אני בכל רגע חייב לוודא שאין חבר, אף חבר שעוזב את הסירה הזאת. והדרך לעשות את זה כמובן היא להציג את זה.
The way to do this, of course, is to place this as the highest value. I remember Rav said that the key for spirituality is subjugation. I remember because I wrote it down. We should renew this idea each time, because only if we come from the closest circle around us, we'll speak about it and remind the importance of this, and we'll start annulling this circle and the next circle, and the group will annul with respect to the North American, for instance, Kli, and they will annul themselves to the whole world, Kli. This has to be a chain where everybody is a partner, part of it. It can't be only in one place. It must be a mutual effort that everybody's doing, like a wave that pushes you to the center and everybody's bowing their head down, only to enter in this wave. It must be something that goes through all of us. Otherwise, there's no chance to do it, because every day you see it. Every day, it's a struggle. It's a struggle. It's the struggle, the main struggle, because the ego jumps up all the time. We must remind each other all the time and speak constantly about the importance of this value as the highest until we truly become an embryo.
We need to create an environment that is warm, wrapping, hugging each and every one of our friends, no matter where he is, for him to feel constantly under the, well, truly under the light, under the environment from which he can constantly receive security and nourishment and greatness. In the moment we will be able to create such an environment which resemble indeed to engage in the main thing, not in the secondary things. And we have the technology to do that.